The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Torahway, Northwest London, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, 11th of September, and Chof Beis Elul. Rav Yoni Birnbaum, Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, the concept of free will.
Morning. So, the beginning, towards the end, sorry, Parshas Nitzavim. The Torah says, "Re'einu sati lefanecha yom esachayim v'esatoiv v'esamoves v'esorot." Asher nechim esavocha yom lo'lav la'ahavot Hashem lekecha lo'leches v'drochav l'shom tisavocha k'esov mishpatov v'chayisa v'rovisa v'rachcha Hashem lekecha v'oret asher atov v'shom l'rishto. So, the essence here, the Re'einu sati lefanecha yom esachayim v'esatoiv v'esamoves v'esorot, is the essence of free choice of the bechira chofshis. The Torah carries on, Haidosi Vilchem Hayoim, Es Hashemayim, Yes Oret Hachayim, Vahamovis, Rotati Lefonecho, Habrocha, Vahaklola, Vahakarto Bachayim. Make the right choice, Vahakarto Bachayim, to choose life, Raman Tichya Tova Zarecho. Then the Torah carries on, La'avo Es Hashem Lekecho, Lishmoya Bekoiloi, Ludov Koboi, Kiuchayecho Berech Yomecho, Lashevet Ola Adoma, Shinishpa Hashem Lavo Isecho, Labor Mitzchok, Liakoy Vosei Sahem. So, in trying to understand what free will is, Bechira Chofshis is, we need to understand the two levels that are expressed in these Pesukim. The basic level of Vacharto B'chaim, to choose life. Chaim V'hamov V'slati V'necho, you have a choice. But what is the continuation of La'avo Es Hashem Elokecha L'shmoya B'koyla L'dov Koboi? The simple pshat is that is how to choose life. La'avo Es Hashem Elokecha. But there is a deeper mahalach here, which I'd like to take you through based on the Sefer Ali Shura Volva, to understand how Bechira Chofshis works, what the essence of free will is, and particularly why it's especially important to understand this mahalach in these days before Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi on Echaim, Rashi says in Pasuk Tezor Zechaim, so that's all it was there. Each one is dependent on the other. If you do the right thing, if you do the good, then you'll have life. But if the opposite, then you'll have mobis, you'll have death. As we said, then the pasuk goes on to explain how this, the Torah goes on to explain how this works. Similarly, the Ramban, the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu told him again, "Lahagid lam ki shnei adrochim biyodam b'roshusam aleches b'asheich yechutuvo." They have a choice. We have a choice as to which path to take. And the Ramban is stressed as ve'ein moynei ma'achiv biyodam. There is nothing holding a person back. Lo min atachtonim ve'lo min ha'elyonim. Neither down here on this world nor in Shemayim. Everything is choice. So how exactly does this work? And why is it so relevant to the whole concept of the Nekudah of Teshuva? The first thing we need to understand is that Bechira Chofshis, having free choice, is a necessary prerequisite to the whole concept of Teshuva. Because if we didn't have a choice in how we acted, if everything was determined before we acted, there would be no need for Teshuva. The whole purpose and function of Teshuva is because we had a choice. We could have acted in a certain way, and we decided to act in a different way, and therefore we're accountable. Because we're accountable, Teshuva exists. So in other words, there are two sides of the same point. If during these days, if during the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we want to get to the heart of what Teshuva is, and the importance of Teshuva, stands to reason, we need to understand exactly what Bechira Chofshis is, what free choice is. Because you can't get to Teshuva and understanding how Teshuva operates unless you understand Bechira Chofshis. That's why this Hakdama is so important to the period of the Yom Neroim. So, let's first understand what cannot be changed. So the Gemara in Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, the famous sugya, the Gemara says, it's Kufnun Vov, Omud Aleph, Haiman de Madim Yehei Geber Oshid Dama, one who is born under the sign of Madim, of Mars, of the Yehi gever oshidoma, the concept of redness, Yehi gever oshidoma. there'll be someone who sheds blood. That's how it is. Under that particular, born in that particular, under that particular constellation, he'll be someone who sheds blood. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi says, I umna, he would either be an umna, which of course literally means a bloodless, means a rofe, a doctor, I ganva, thief, I tabcha, sheichet, I moela, or be a moel. What's Ravashi saying here? Ravashi is saying, yes, it's true, that cannot be changed. There's a tendency towards being shofech dam. But there's a choice. There's a choice how you can apply that. You can be a ganav, or you can be a moel. You can be a shochet. But either way, channeling that in the right direction is necessary. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, Anoba madim avoy. Rabba says, Rabba challenges Ravashi and says, Anoba madim avoy. I was born under the sign of madim, and I'm not any of these. Omar Abaye, Abaye says, Mar nami onish rakotil. You as well. You punish and you kill. So you also fulfill this. There's no contradiction. So what was Rabba's problem? Rabba's problem was, I don't see myself fulfilling any of these roles. And Abaye's response to Rabba is, Mar nami onish rakotil, you do. You still, through your role as a shofet, through your role as a judge, people end up sometimes, you have to give them the ultimate penalty, the ultimate punishment, and therefore through that, you fulfill it, the way you were born. At first class, this seems a strikingly difficult thing to understand. You know, if a person is born under a particular position, and we know there's a whole sugya about in Mazal Yisrael, how that fits in, it talks about that. But the basic idea you see from this sugya, that there are certain things that we can't change. There are certain parts that are the essence of who we are, our essential nature, and that remains fixed. And of course, you find examples of this in the Torah. So in Shmuel, in Sefer Shmuel, when Shmuel goes to find David HaMelech, Ayishlach by Yehu, and he said, and he brought him to Hu Admoini, and he was of red complexion, in Yifei Einayim, the Toiv Roi, with beautiful eyes and beautiful appearance, Vayom HaShem, Kum Shacheu Kizehu. HaShem said, Kum Shacheu Kizehu, because this is the one. So, why does the Torah stress the Hu Admoini? Where else do we find Admoini? Of course, with Esav, he was of reddish complexion. So the revolver that the Torah here is the Novi here is stressing that was David HaMelech's makeup, that was his nature. And in fact, he had to fight many battles. And that wasn't something which he could change, but he could channel in the correct direction. That's an important point to understand when we talk about the notion of Bechira Chofshis, of free will. It doesn't mean that a person can change their essential nature. What it means is they can channel, as we'll see, their nature in a particular direction. So there are two levels, and this is critical to understanding this. There are two levels of Bechira. And the first and most basic level, the basic level of how one can direct and where we exercise our Bechira, is something which is open to all of humanity. It's something which is open to every single person on the planet. It's the basic level, the most basic level of what we call Yirat Shamayim. It is Yirat Shamayim in the sense of an awareness of Hashem's presence, something which is possible for all of humanity, which is a remarkable thing. And where do we see this? We see this, it's Mefurash HaGemara in Nida of Zayin Mabez. The Doresh of Chanina Bar Popa, Osen Malach, Hamamuna al Heroyan, the Malach who is appointed over conception, Lailo Shmoy, name is Night. The Rotel Tipo Maim takes the drop of Ma'amidol Ethnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and puts it in front of Hashem, the Omer Afono, and says in front of him, Rabbeinu Shalom, Master of the Universe, Tipo Zu, this drop, Mate Olel. What's going to be with it? Gibor, Echolosh, Chochom, Etipesh, Osher, Oni, what's it going to be? Is it going to be mighty or weak? Is it wise or foolish? Osher, Oni, rich or poor? What says the Ilu Rosh Tzadik, like Omer? Doesn't say Rosh Tzadik. Doesn't say whether it's going to be wicked or it's going to be righteous. Why? Because the Rechanina, says, Omer Rechanina, Kol Bidei Shomayim, Chutz Mi Yirat Shomayim. Everything is Bidei Shomayim, except for Yirat Shomayim, Shneemar, Batoy Yisrael Moshem Lekecha, Shoyel Me'imoch, Kim Le'ira. Famous Gemara, which you also find in Gemara in Brachos as well, HaKol Bidei Shomayim, Chutz Mi Yirat Shomayim. The reason why the Malach doesn't say and doesn't ask the Seita HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether this particular baby is going to be a Chocham, a Rosh or a Tzadik, is because that is the one area where that's completely under the control of a person themselves. That is entirely to do with one's own actions and the way one develops in oneself. Tosfos here, and that Gemara Nida, brings the famous Gemara in, the other famous Gemara about Hakol B'Dei Shamayim, which is in Ksubas, Taf Lamed Omad Aleph. Hakol B'Dei Shamayim, Chutz Mitzinim U'Pachim. Everything is in Shamayim except for cold and hot, getting the ability to catch a cold. And he says, what is the difference between the two Gemaras? Hocha Ayri B'Toldos Ha'odom Uvam Midosov. Here we're talking about the way a person conducts themselves, the character traits of a person. In that sense, it is entirely dependent on Yiras Shamayim. And there it's talking about the things that happen to a person. Kigon, chaloim, peronios, becoming ill. In that sense, everything is decreed. It's not something a person can do anything about. As we see in the Gemara in Chulin, Tosfos Gemara in Chulin, in Adam Nukif Etzvoy Vumato, Elam Kli Machriz in Olav Mirmala. Nothing happens down here unless it's decreed above. Chut Mitzinim Upachim, except for Tzinim Upachim, Shiocha Lishma Atzmai, because there are certain things like a person can take steps to avoid catching cold, to avoid falling ill. There are things you can do in order to prevent these things, these particular things occurring. But otherwise, it's decreed from Shomayim. So, yeah. Then Tosfos goes on to ask another question, which is also worth bringing for what follows. The Gemara in Bracha says that Chizkiah saw that he would have children who were acting correctly. How does Chizkiah he would find out that he would have children who would acting correctly? How can that be? Surely there is it should be dependent on their own Yiras Shamayim. Yes, Shlomo says Tosfos there are Masha Osed Lias. So you can say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him what was going to be in the future, and then he brings the Oy the Habidon Toli B'Masa. He goes on to he brings the Gemara that we brought in Shabbat, and he says that effectively. He brings that Gemara and says there are two different Girsas in Tosfos. According to one Girsa, it's a continuation. And he says, the Ein Zeh B'Dei Shomayim, Ki Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote to the Shana's Hiloch HaMazolot. It's not B'Dei Shomayim, it says that Hashem doesn't want to change the Hiloch HaMazolot. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. But as we see in the Gemara in Shabbos, there are certain people who are born in a certain way and they will have a certain tendency to a certain thing. That doesn't necessarily mean, if we understand it this way, that they can't channel that in the right direction. Everyone has the ability and has the free choice to channel in the correct direction. Either way, the point here is that this is something which is open to everyone. You see that from the Gemara, because the Gemara is talking about the basic process of birth, the way the Malach says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how will the future of this individual pan out? And the one thing that's left out is Rosh Chodesh, because that is B'Dei Shomayim, Chutz Miyira Shomayim. Revolver brings to one of the, he calls him the Gedolia Nevardakim, that he once heard of Yeshiva's Nevardak, he said he once heard in a shmuz in Yeshiva, and he says, I hope I remember it correctly, because he said it was 50 years since I heard it, so he writes it in the footnotes. Says, I hope I remember this correctly, but it's an important horror. So with that caveat that he himself brings, it's worth quoting. And he says like this: Yiras Shomayim, who dovar shaloi kol shema mitzvah zoichal azeh, veloi kol chiloni reik mimenu. It's not Yiras Shomayim. It's not something which every shema Torah mitzvah is zoichal to, and it's not something which everyone who is completely secular is empty of. Lifa'omim, he says, you can have Adam Chiloni Godur Me'averus Yuduos. You can have someone who may be completely secular, but they are restricted. They do not do certain Averus, Vibnesha Yiras Avos of own Mushreshis Bakirba Midasma, because there is a certain Yira there which is entrenched in them from previous generations. Yeshem Mitzvah Aparat Baverus Musuyomos, and there are Shema Mitzvahs, sadly, who may be completely porous in certain averus, because they haven't yet achieved Yiras Shamayim. And he says, that is the basic Yira that we're talking about here. He understands that is the Gemara here in Nida. That is the basic level of Yira, which is something which is open to all of humanity, and sometimes appears in a greater measure than others in the most unexpected of places. Even people who you may not expect that at all, and sadly off, and sadly vice versa as well. The problem is that to move up the ladder in terms of exercising our Bechira Chofshis, we can't remain on that basic level of Yira. We have to go to a different level. We have to go to a higher level. And that second level, where there is an even more powerful influence of Yira Shamayim on Bechira, we're still staying with Yira Shamayim, because that's the Gemara, right? Hakovede Shankutz Mi Yira Shamayim. All we're doing is, we are framing what exactly Yira Shamayim is. So level one of Yira Shamayim is an awareness of Hashem's presence, awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is open to all of humanity. And some may have it naturally to a greater level, or that tendency and that sense of being aware of Hashem's presence. But that will only get a person to a certain point.
Kol Halashon.
To exercise the higher level of influence of Yira on Bechira, we need to go to a different level. And that level is based around the influence of the Torah itself on us. This is Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rova. Rova said, "Bikesh Iyov liftores kol ha'olam kolam min adin." Iyov wanted to exempt the whole world from judgment. Omar Lefonov said in front of him, "Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Barosa Shaparsos of Sukkos, Barosa Chamar Parsos of Knutos. You created the Shor in a certain way. The ox has spit hooves. The Chamar does not. Barosa Gan Eden, Barosa Gehinnom. You created Gan Eden and you created Gehinnom. Barosa Tzadikim, Barosa Rishoyim. You created Tzadikim and you created Rishoyim. Mima Akeis Al Yodcha. Who can hold you back? In other words, you do everything. You're in control. You create, just like you created animals in a certain way, some are kosher, some are not, so too you created Gan Eden, you created Gan Eden, you make all the decisions. Nothing we can do can change the master plan." That is Eo's, that is how Eo challenges, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his desperate attempts, you know, for the whole state for Eo, to try and understand why he has suffered so much. And the Gemara says, "Umaya hadru lechavrei to Eo." How? What did his friends, his companions, those who try and argue with Eo, how did they respond? They said, "Afatzot suppose can Eo tezvov afatzot tofer yira the tigros tichor ifnei kel." You, by doing this, you basically annul, you remove the whole concept of Yira Shamayim. And you detract sicha lifnei keil. You detract sicha, literally meaning speech, in front of Hashem. And they carry on, the Gemara carries on to paraphrase what they're saying. Bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitzahara, bora le Torah tavu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the yitzahara, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah as the antidote, as the tavlin, in order to try and protect us from the yitzahara. In other words, in this pasuk in Eo, you see these two levels again. Afata tofe yira. On the one hand, you're removing Yira Shamayim, but not just the basic Yira Shamayim. By your actions and you, by you saying that's it, that it stops, there's nothing I can do, there's no need to change anything, you're also tigras sicha lefnei keil. You are removing the whole concept of sicha, of Torah, understood in this way, right, in front of Hashem. The impact and influence and the change that Torah itself can affect. It's true. That there is a basic level of Yira Shamayim which can get you to a certain point. But that will only get you to that certain point. And what if a person wants to achieve a higher level of control or influence on his own choices in life, he needs to go much further than that and needs to understand the meaning of Torah Tavlin and how the process of Bechira can work through the Torah itself. When we talk about it in the context of the Torah, we understand that this must be something which is not an instantaneous thing. We think about free choice, we think about Bechira, so we usually think, well, okay, I've got a decision to make, I could do one thing, I could do the other, I should hopefully do the right thing, maybe I'll do the wrong thing. And we understand that that may be dependent on Yira Shamayim, the level of Yira Shamayim we have. But when we talk about the higher level of Yira Shamayim that's dependent on the Torah, so then we understand as well that that is a lifetime's work of building oneself into a position where one is better equipped to make the right decisions when those decisions need to be made. That's the bar, right? That the Yetzirah is always there. The Torah is always there, building us up to a certain point and a higher level all the time to be able to counteract that when and where the need arises. And with this, we come to the famous, very famous idea of Dessler, in Michtav Meliyahu, where he discusses the idea of the Nekudas HaBechira. This is probably the most, in my humble opinion, I think this is probably the most fundamental piece to understand the operation of Bechira itself. Rav Dessler says, Kol Adam Yesh Lo Bechira. In Chelek Gimel, I think Michtav Meliyahu. Kol Adam Yesh Lo Bechira. Every person has Bechira. And what is Bechira? Hainu Nekudas Tekisha So Emesh Shaloi. The place where truth is met in a person's own world. There is where truth meets falsehood. Avol roiv myself, he says. The majority of person's actions are in a place where emes and sheker don't meet at all. There's a huge amount of emes, of doing the right thing, of truth, the person is educated to do. And he would never consider doing anything differently. And similarly, there'll be many things that a person will do incorrectly. He won't even understand that it's wrong. There's a whole range of things that we're not even aware of that are wrong. Or that they're simply beyond our madrega. The point where Bechira is exercised is only the point where the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara interact, where they meet each other, where they present a challenge to a person. He says, many people stumble in Loshon Hara because they're accustomed to it. And they're just not aware that they're not aware just how bad it is. They don't even notice, people don't even notice they're doing it during the day. But the same people, the Yetzirah will never come to them and say, you know, bring a testing situation to be Mechal al Shabbos or to not daven one day. It's not Ola al Hadas. It doesn't even come into consideration. The Yetzirah doesn't challenge such a person in these areas. Behind the Mishum Shuba'elin is Chanchu Vuhoglu Kolkach Achein Knisa Shom Le Yetzirah. Person has become so educated and accustomed to, that there's no entry point for the Yetzirah. Omnom Nekudazu Shalav Bechira Eino Emedes Tomid Al Matzav Echad. So he's established that the place of free choice, the place of Bechira Choshes, it varies from person to person. It's at the place of challenge. It's at the particular point where we have a dilemma in life. Should we act in one way? Should we act in another way? Which is different for everyone, but he also says that even within a person's own life, that Nakuda, what he calls the Nakuda Sabachira, that Bechira point, it doesn't stay in the same place. When a person makes a good choices in life, then a person moves that point upward. The places that were in the battle before, they now enter the domain of the Yetzer Tov. And then those mice and those good actions, there's no challenge anymore because the person has been able to move the point, the line of the Bechira higher up in one's own life. And similarly, of course, the opposite as well. It can go up as well as down. The point of Dessler is saying here is, I think it's transformative in terms of our whole understanding of how Bechira works. When we think of Bechira, we think of going through life. And every time we have a moral dilemma, we make a choice. Says Rav Dessler, that's not true at all. Not true. The majority, perhaps, whether it's majority or not, that's impossible to put a number on. But there are huge numbers of cases in life, and there are situations throughout every single day we live where, in theory, there would be a choice, but in practice, there isn't. There is no choice as to whether to go and buy something trace for many of us. There are. That is not an exercise of free will. The free will exists. The Bechira Chofshis exists at the Nekudas HaBechira, at the point where there is a dilemma: should I do this? Should I not? And that varies from person to person. It can move in a person's life as well. So what I think, if we bring together what Rav Dessler's point, together with the two stages of Yirat Shamayim before, you have the basic level of Yirat Shamayim, that everyone can do the awareness of Hashem, that itself is dependent on a person, that is entirely within a person's own domain. You have the second level, which is the exercise of the Torah itself on raising the level of one's Yirat Shamayim. And you have the awareness that that point itself is a very specific and personalized issue, that everyone has the power in their own lives to exercise it where and when those challenges and those dilemmas arise to them. If you go back now to the Pasuk, go to the Pasuk with the Pasukim we mentioned before, where the Torah says, we pointed out, if you look at the Pasukim carefully, you have two levels. You have Achayim v'amoves v'nasati lefonecha. And then you have La'avo es Hashem lekecha. Achayim v'amoves v'nasati lefonecha is the basic choice. That's the basic choice, as Rav Volba, v'chartu v'chayim. Choose life. But the second level, is a level of La'avo es Hashem lekecha. Ishmael v'koyl l'dov kovoy. If you want your Bechira to move beyond a simple question of whether to do right or wrong, if you want to move that Nekudas of Bechira in life, you want to shift it upwards so that there are more and more situations in life that aren't a dilemma anymore. They move below that line of Bechira. That requires La'avas Hashem Lekecha and the Dov Kavod. That requires the Torah Tavlin. And that's really, I think, the depth of what Rashi means when, in the Mefarshim, you know, say that when you're moving from, you have a choice, v'charta v'chaim, how do you achieve that? Through la'avas Hashem lekecha. The point is that to get to there, you need to get to there, it's not just a question of, you know, I have a choice, should I do the right, should I? No, la'avas Hashem lekecha, move your nekudas ha-bechira higher and higher through the constant choices that you make in life. The Bitcho Hunna says that the greatest challenge to our emunah, the whole essence of the greatest, effectively, kfira in our generation, he says, is the denial of free will itself, the denial of bechira chopshus, of the ability that we have to choose between right and wrong. Because if we deny bechira, so then we also deny the possibility of acting in the right or wrong way, that we're accountable for our actions, and there's also, therefore, no possibility of tshuva itself. But the reality is there is always a choice, and the question is, what do we use, how do we exercise that choice, and how do we push the level of Bechira higher and higher to keep maintaining it? That also is the Pshat. Magid of Kozhnitz says that there are two stages in the Pasuk. Niyale b'har Hashem mi'okum mim'koyim kodshoi. There are two stages in our Ruchnias. Niyale b'har Hashem. Who can ascend the mountain? That's Niyale b'har Hashem. You can understand, I think, in the same way. The first stage is to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That first stage, Bacharto Bachaim. Umiyokum bim Koim Kodshoi is to remain there, is to move our Nekudas HaBechira higher and higher so that we stay, we maintain the spiritual level that we've achieved. That is something which is incredibly difficult because our mood shifts, we change, people change, every day is different. But that is the real Avodah of Bechira. That is the real Avodah of Bechira. That's the depth of what Rav Dessler means when he talks about this Nekudas HaBechira. It is hard to remain spiritually constant in that way. But a tzaddik is someone who is able to retain a consistency, as the Pasuk says, Sheva Yipol Tzaddik Vekom. That's not a contradiction to consistency. The consistency is the ability to become. Even when there's the nefila, the tzaddik can always get up and rebuild again and again and again and again. That is what it means. That is what it means. Avas Hashem lekecha, to push that nekudas habechira higher and higher than before. So when we come to understand, we approach the Yom Ne'roi, approach Shani and Kippur. The process itself of tshuva, I think, really epitomizes the second level of bechira. When we talk about what we're meant to be doing during these days, is not simply the first level. It's not simply the level of an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. As vital that is, you can't obviously get to the second level without the first. But the process of tshuva involves, and that's the constant, reframing and we throughout the Omer Roim and the Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the same ideas again and again and again in the Tfilas, the same messages again and again, to try and internalize the ability that we have to choose, the ability that we have to exercise our free will, and not only in a specific situation, but in a more general sense, to move that Nekudas HaBechira higher and higher through the actions that we take, through the steps that we take in life. That is itself the process of tshuva, which only exists because of Bechira. Once we internalize and understand the meaning, the depth of the meaning of Bechara to Bechayim, that we can choose life and that we can change our status in life, we can move ourselves up beyond, so that those things that were previously dilemmas that we may do tshuva on now no longer need to be dilemmas. That we can actually move ourselves to a different position. We will always have dilemmas. There will always be things where we have a battle, the Yetzer Hara, otherwise we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't live. There would be no point to life. But we can change. That's the nace of tshuva. And that's the that's why this whole the whole idea of Bechira Chofshis becomes so central as a hakdom, I think, to the Yom Neroim. With that, let everyone have a good Shabbos and be Zechet Ksiva Sina Teva.
I just to remind you that next week the partner changing for Terry Way, there's only 1 million here in the shul for Vikas Dal Shakris, and we're going back 8:30 every day, or except for on Sunday when it's 9:15, and on Erev Shabbos will be 8:45. But apart from that, let's take Erev Shabbos. But apart from that, from Monday until Thursday, Terry Way will be at 8:30.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.